If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Olivia Fahey is with me, the editor of Geek Ireland, to talk about biopics. So we've got A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan one, Timothy Chalamet, everybody talking about it this week. But this is the first in a kind of a slew of biopics we're all going to be indulging in this year. Is that right?
Yeah, there's quite a few this year. There's also a few that are going to be filming this year, coming out at later dates. And we've also had quite a few over the last number of years as well. Like, you could even say Oppenheimer was a biopic to a certain extent as well.
So you say biopic. I say biopic. And then I was kind of shamed into saying biopic by the production team today. And I thank you, Olivia. I'm going back to biopic.
I know it's supposed to be like a biological picture. So no, that's
no,
why
no.
I
Let's
say
not explain ourselves. Biopic.
Biopic.
You and I, we'll go with biopic.
But yeah, there's been so many of them. And, you know, it's actually come up in conversation a few times recently as to, like, why have there just been so many of them as of late? And I think people are getting just so bored of all of the sequels and franchise additions. And to a certain extent, even though, like, it is my bread and butter on my website, the Marvel, Star Wars, all those types of things. But so something a little bit like this is a bit more different. It's also great Oscar bait. Like, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a couple, if not all, of the best actor nominees can often be based on a real person. And also, it's kind of easy content. It's right there. You can sometimes, if the people are still alive, you can even ask them, do they want to be a part of it? Or if they're not, there's usually a lot of things written about them or people still alive who knew them at the time. So it is kind of, yeah, easy content from that perspective.
And you know, this sense that, as you say, that maybe there's a bit of boredom with the kind of flogging the franchises. Is that reflected in box office receipts and everything? Is this something that, you know, the big production studios are worried about? They're looking, ugh.
Do you know what?
How many times can we resurrect Ant-Man?
Yeah. Do you know what? I kind of wish it was, but because there were just so many of them last year, for example, in the 2024 box office for the worldwide tallies, there was one single new edition, shall we say, that was an original piece of content. Everything else was either a franchise edition, a sequel, or just a something that we've seen before. Only one of the top 10, and that was Wicked, which is arguably a spin-off of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I'm not sure how new it is either. It's not an entirely new drama that somebody sat down and dreamt up, but put it that way.
Yeah, and the fact that we're, like, two of the top 10 were Kung Fu Panda 4 and Despicable Me 4. So it's not even just part twos or things like that or threequels. We're going into the fours, the fives, and just random reboots as well. And there's so much talk of it now that recently Warner Brothers were saying that they're looking into making a reboot of The Gremlins. And they're also looking at doing a new Goonies as well, which to me is sacrilegious.
No!
I'm like, leave it alone. But yeah, like, even in like the top 25, the majority of movies that were coming out last year, they were all sequels.
But there must be some bean counters and some production studios, though, who are seeing a trend somewhere that makes them think, let's fund a few more of these biopics instead.
You do have to wonder, is it a case of, because there is such a call out of people being like, oh my God, not another sequel. Like, can't you make more original content? Is that why they're going down this route?
Or is it filmmakers themselves who kind of think, I don't want to flog the franchise horse anymore. I want to make something original. And the movie studios think, well, we're not willing to risk the kind of standalone drama that your pal is after writing. But if you make something about Maria Callas, we'll fund that because we know that's going to make money.
Yeah. And I think also, especially when it comes to music biopics, you know that that soundtrack is also going to make you some money as well.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So you have, like, because even though, like, say, Bohemian Rhapsody, yes, it wasn't exactly critically praised. Rami Malek went on to win the Oscar, but that soundtrack also did very well with Robbie Williams' Better Man. It's not doing great in the box office, did very well critically, and some of the soundtrack has now started picking up speed.
Why
as well.
Has that flopped so poorly in the States? Because he's not well known.
Yeah, it's like nobody really knows who he is. And then they're also wondering, it's like, well, why should we care about this guy? And also, why is he a monkey? Which, in fairness, most of us
people
were saying.
Don't know what we're talking about are thinking, what?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Robbie Williams' character is played by a monkey.
Yeah, he's a CGI motion performance captured monkey. And
would have been funny if they just did a monkey.
Yeah.
Like back in, you know, what was the Clint Eastwood one? God, there was about three of them.
I can't think of the name right now. Someone's going to text in to say what it was.
Every Which Way But Loose.
That's the one. That would have been absolutely, that would have been a completely different movie.
I think animal rights, sensitivities have moved on. But yeah. There's something to be said for getting an orangutan in to play Robbie Williams. I'm just going to put it out there.
And it's one of those things, like, even when you go to see it, you're like, this doesn't make any sense. It takes you a little while to get into it. But then once you're into it, you're like, this makes perfect sense. Because, like, he always was like that cheeky, chappy kind of style. And that's what they've kind of incorporated into the character as well. So to me, it worked. To a lot of people, it didn't. And for people who just even don't even know who he is, have that kind of connection to his music, they have no idea why they should go see this movie. So I have a feeling that this might be one of those sleeper streaming hits. So when it hits streaming, it might do better. But for now, unfortunately, it's not bringing in the box office.
At least they tried to do something.
Because
I guess the criticism of the biopic is that they're all, and you know, the Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. I mean, that lampooned all of these. But the reason it was such a successful lampooning is because there is a formula. I mean, they're all kind of the same, aren't they?
And to a certain extent, if it's a person who you are familiar with, there's also that kind of sense of, I already kind of know what I'm going to get out of this, but then there might be some things that surprise me. So, like, for example, I think the Back to Black Amy Winehouse biopic, I think was, like, we all kind of knew the story, but then it kind of gave us a different take on it as well by kind of revealing a few things that maybe didn't make the media, because most of us really only followed her story through the media as opposed to reading biographies and the likes. Was it the perfect film? No, but was it interesting and kind of opened our eyes to different aspects of her life? Yes, it certainly did.
So there's a whole host of them. We can't go through them all. I mean, there's kind of, we had Bob Marley, One Love. We mentioned the Bob Dylan. You mentioned Amy Winehouse, Rockman, Oppenheimer, arguably. I mentioned Maria Callas. There's going to be a number of Beatles one. Sam Mendes is making four of them. Is that right?
Yes, Sam Mendes is going to do a Beatles biopic per Beatle. So it'll basically, from what we've heard, it's going to basically go through nearly kind of the same time periods, but then put the focus on each of them per film.
That sounds cleverer than it turns out. It's like, you know, when you read a book and then, like, halfway through, you're back at the start, but it's told from the point of view of the other character.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They did it, Ridley Scott did it with The Last Duel. Remember
that?
And it sounds clever on paper, but then you're kind of watching the same movie. And after 15 minutes, you think, I know where this is going. This is boring.
Yeah.
You know? Sorry, Sam, if you're listening, bit of advice.
I think because it is Sam Mendes, though, and he is so good at what he does. Like, he also works in theatre and he works in film and television. So I think if anyone could pull it off, I think it could be him. But what I find even more hilarious is the fact that people just keep spilling the beans as to who's going to be in it without necessarily knowing for sure. Like, Ringo Starr basically said that Barry Keoghan is going to be playing him based on things that he has read, not by someone telling him. And Ridley Scott did the same thing. He said, oh, Paul Mescal is going to be Paul McCartney.
Oh, sorry, they just have to get Andrew Scott and, I don't know, who's it? Cillian Murphy. There's your Beatles, done and dusted. Biopic refers to your two eyes. Biopic is a picture of a biographical nature. I'm so excited for the Maria Callas biopic. Sweet Jesus, it's biopic, not biopic. Myself and Olivia are going to die on this rock.
We are.
Biopics. Till the end of time. Olivia Fahey, editor of Geek Ireland. Olivia, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.